The guy believes in aliens, folks. He claims to be a pastor, and he believes in aliens. He literally has a video of him and his buddies trying to hunt aliens in Mexico. I would say, hey, you didn't have to go to Mexico to find aliens. You can find them here. I'm just kidding. But literally, he was looking for aliens. And they're going to all these people, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, they come out of the water right there. And, you know, the lights come out here. And he's just, like, completely excited about this. It's stupidity. It's like, what in the world? Folks, aliens don't exist unless you're referring to people who are from different countries. Okay? But they're referring to, you know, those gray little men with big eyes, you know, who abduct people or whatever. This is sensationalism. And you literally, and the reason they do it is because they want the clicks, they want the attention. But when you click on it, and isn't it interesting that every video on aliens, every video on Bigfoot, every video on the Loch Ness Monster, I mean, we're in 2020 where cameras are very well. I mean, they're really good. The resolution is high quality. We can't get a single video that's not pixelated, blurry. Hey, turn down your shutter speed on your camera the next time you film the alien or Bigfoot. Why is it always blurry? Why is it always pixelated? I'll tell you why. Because it's fake. It's completely fake. We live in 2020 where you can capture anything on camera and high quality film, right? But yet, I mean, Bigfoot just keeps getting away, doesn't he? Doesn't matter how massive he is and hairy he is. Doesn't matter how many people have seen him and how many people have been, you know, been attacked by him. You have all these fables and stories of people talking about Bigfoot, talking about, you know, all these weird creatures out there, but not a single. So what about that one video from back in the day? It's blurry. It's fake. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the guy even who filmed it said, yeah, this is fake. It's not real. It's a guy in a suit. But yet you have Christian Baptists, so-called, who want to believe in this nonsense. Folks, if a pastor out there believes in aliens, he should not be a pastor. He's given to fables, okay? You know, talking about skinwalkers and Bigfoot and aliens and Nephilims and gnomes and, you know, and fairies.